I'll be doing some basic overview of our Unabombers program, covering topics like history, who's involved in some of the logistics that we do. This is not a class on stealth bombing, rather it's on the program itself in hopes of getting you guys interested in maybe exploring stealth bombing. I've linked a Google Drive URL to see some slides if you want to follow along what I'm talking about. And then at the end of it, we'll open up for a question and answer session. So without further ado, let me start off with the slides. You should be seeing EV University Unabombers and move to the next one, which is the purpose. Purpose of the Unabombers is to explore a unique form of PvP. We also visit areas not usually frequented by EUni, specifically Saab Null. That is a recent change with our leadership allowing us to enter Saab Null with under certain conditions. And then we learn how to operate as a team to accomplish a precision attack. Unlike conventional ships, where there can be widely spaced fighting and the fleet can be broken apart into separate entities to go and attack one target or another, stealth bombers are unique in that it's a small group that must act together to accomplish a very specific form of attack. And that really is an opportunity to foster teamwork and learning how to use the interface and how to just work together as a team to accomplish what can be an absolutely devastating attack. A devastating attack's purpose is to explode all the things. By launching bombs, you can wipe out entire fleets of battle cruisers or even larger. And, one can always hope for that great moment when seven stealth bombers attacks 1,000 ships and decimates the enemy fleet. So that's what the stealth bombing is all about, as well as some other more unique and esoteric things such as torpedo attacks and ambush attacks and things like that, which we'll talk about. Next slide. The history of stealth bombing in EV University is varied. We've had people who have wanted to create stealth bombing teams within the university that can only be described as over the top, super secret. You have to be elite to even think about joining, and you probably aren't good enough, to guys grabbing some stealth bombers saying, "Hey, watch this." Neither one of those mentalities has worked very well, and as a result, we haven't had a huge trend on using stealth bombers until recently. Back in March of this year, a guy named Doc Vitok introduced a bunch of us to stealth bombing, gave us some good ideas about how to use stealth bombers as well as black ops, and kind of formed the idea of creating a dedicated program for stealth bombers. And that's what became the Unabombers. It was initially seen as potentially a war target counter. We were having war targets that were station camping, like in Heck and Wrens and then Aldrat. And the idea was is that we could build some torpedo guys to be able to torpedo attack these ships in high sec. I can't say it has been unsuccessful, but it did not pan out as well as we had liked. And the idea of heavy hitting torp bombers attacking the war targets really hasn't been that successful. We've had a couple, and when it has happened, it's been 20 stealth bombers uncloaking and hitting a single battleship sitting on the undock. But that particular form of attack has not panned out as we've liked. But the Unabombers continued on and explored other facets of stealth bombing, and with relatively little guidance, we just learned by doing. Next slide. When the LSC depopulated a few months ago and migrated into the NSC, the Unabombers moved along with that migration and set up shop in the NSC as part of the contingent up in EZA and Syndicate. We really crystallized on what stealth bombing was and began doing some various stealth bombing, classic stealth bombing activities, launching bombs and things like that. And we really figured out what the Unabombers needed to be. The program itself went quiet, meaning it wasn't advertised very much. There wasn't a lot of discussion of the Unabombers outside of the NSC, but it was a very active program. And we developed a number of really capable, competent pilots. A guy named Praetoris Domitian, if I can never pronounce his name correctly, but was our stealth bomber primary leader, and he really developed some neat ideas, and we did some exciting stuff with stealth bombers. And so the Unabomber program, since March, has been kind of ambling along and learning by doing and creating a program that lets us experiment with stealth bombers. In October, Praetoris moved on. Good for him. He's found a new home. And I've returned to kind of restart the Unabombers and create a new crew. So this is Unabombers 2.0. Next slide. I am Hong Hu. My job is to keep management apprised of the program. I oversee the assets of the Unabomber facility, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. I manage the stealth bombing e.euni mailing list, which is borked again. I don't know what we're going to do with the mailing list. I just tried it about 30 minutes ago, and it is not working, so I'll be talking to CCP about that. I'm also the advocate for Unabomber leaders, meaning I try to find guys who are interested in being a leader in the whole stealth bomber program, and I try to develop them to be guys that we can depend on to go take bombers out. And I have found my deputy and my partner in this, and that's Al Badassaz. You can see him there in the chat window. The whole thing is built around guys like Al and hopefully some others step up and learning how to use bombers and going forth and doing great things. Next slide. So the leaders, currently Al Badassaz, I go ahead and say hi there, is our primary leader. That means he is the guy that I depend on to organize, equip, and train players to execute stealth bomber fleets. He and I work together, of course, and I wouldn't by any means suggest one or the other of us is the absolute expert or anything like that. We both, you know, have a certain synergy. We work together to make things happen. But leaders are not necessarily, you know, the guy running the program. Leaders are people like you who might step up and with a little bit of the guidance, become guys who only want to grab people and go out and bomb stuff. I need more leaders. I can't do it by myself. Al can't do it by himself. We need more guys to be the leaders, and hopefully the Unabomber program will kind of bring that out. As you note in the slide there, the European Union and Southeast Asia, Australia area is always a challenge. I can't be online 24 hours a day playing this game. I don't want to. I've got a real life, real career. I got a five-year-old. I've got things I got to take care of. So I need to find guys in those time zones who are willing to help. I will do everything I can to get you the guidance support you need, even though I may not necessarily be on, to make more leaders for that time zone. The more of us that get involved in this, the better. So I'm really hopeful that I can get more guys in all time zones become stealth bomber leaders. Al, of course, is doing the same thing. We work together. We talk together. We check out potential candidates, take a look at their kill boards, talk to other members of the uni to see how they work. And we're looking for those guys, and we're going to kind of foster that the talent. The only requirements that I have to get into a leadership position in the Unabombers is a minimum of sophomore status and some demonstrated skills with both stealth bombers and a little bit of FCing. Being an ILN officer is also a plus. Next slide. Okay, so I've got stealth bomber leaders, I got a program, and sometimes we have epic wins, and frequently we have total fails. I just wanted to link three particular kill mills. You can look them at your leisure, where we've succeeded and we've failed. Unfortunately, there is a video of one of these things. The timing is everything. Probably my favorite bomb run yet. What happened is we were lined up on a Strat cruiser sitting by an undock to go, and we were hoping we'd at least get a few hits on them. We launched our bombs, warped off, picture perfect. As the bombs were in flight, another unknown group set off a Sino right in the kill zone for the bombs and jumped in a whole bunch of other ships. So literally they were jumping into bombs exploding, and the kill mill shows that. Lots of stealth bombers vanishing. I can only imagine what they did. Jump, 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 die. A fantastic bomb run. We actually have a video of it. Unfortunately, I couldn't get it because for the briefing. But I also want to point out that failure is always an option. This is not an easy skill. And as a point, there's two kill mills I like to bring to people's attention. One's the Rorqual of Doom. This guy lives out in Syndicate, has a Rorqual, and four of us thought it'd be a good idea to attack him. We went out, lined up, made the attack, and found ourselves pointed and getting slaughtered by sentry drones. A total, complete, perfect stealth bomber trap. And as a result, we lost everybody. We still laugh about it. It was a great learning experience, and anybody that's even remotely been around during that time can immediately talk about the Rorqual of Doom. And then friendly fire isn't. That's the other thing about this. This is a hard task. This is a difficult ship to fly well, and it's easy to wipe out your friends. And this that is a good example of a friendly bomb not being particularly friendly and taking out two other folks. It's a good object lesson, though. This has to be done well and carefully, and you have to work together so you don't frag each other. Next slide. Okay, we're currently located out Syndicate at Quaff Company factory, UMTAC Q7FX. It provides us a base of operations. A lot of nice things about it. It's close to the NSC and not too much far from the LSC. It's close to some good high-sec area. And for support and shopping, it's good near some low-sec area that we're going to definitely haunt with torpedo attacks. And most importantly, it's located in areas that we can find wormholes that take us to Sov Null. As you see from those basic type submissions, we have a local bomber lab where we demonstrate the basic principles of bombing. We do occasionally do low-level gate camps in the Syndicate area, though as a habit, you don't really want to bomb around your home base. People get real familiar real quick with what you're doing, and it kind of burns out the area. But we do some low-level practice just to go out and kind of keep ourselves fresh. A couple guys practicing on a gate's good, excellent practice. So we do some operations there. And then low-sec torpedo rooms. Actually, I kind of think they're some of my favorite rooms. The brave newbies have a really strong presence nearby, and it is my firm intention to take stealth bombers out there and do some harassment and attacks with torpedoes and low-sec. And then, as I mentioned, we go to Sov Null via wormhole connections. It's a long trip to get to Sov Null from Syndicate, but if you can find a wormhole connection that takes you there, that speeds things up, and it gives us the opportunity to jump into potentially areas that might be quite hot and give us a chance to do some great stuff with our stealth bombers. I am an ILN officer. We've got other ILN officers that are joining us, so going into Sov Null is definitely something we can do, and we can always hope for getting in on that huge fight somewhere in Sov Null, and just a few of us making a big difference by launching bombs. And then opportune targeting when presented, meaning we get word that something's going on, maybe we can act and bring our stealth bombers to bear on it. We also often will support the NSC if we can. There's just like I said, any opportunity to use the bombers, we will. Next slide. Problems here. Hold on just a second. Okay, there I am. All right, we have assets to support us, and it's basically four categories: bombs, torpedoes, drugs, and mobile warp disruptors. Bombs, I describe it as lab gab, meaning you launch a bomb, you get a bomb. I am determined to support you guys as bombers to make sure that your supply of bombs doesn't run out. And so if you go out on a Unabomber, specifically a Unabomber roam, launch some bombs, when you get back, the stealth bomber leader is going to find out what you've launched and then contract to you replacement bombs. The idea is that you show up with your basic supply of bombs and it doesn't deplete. We are able to keep that supplied for you. And then torpedoes, roughly the same thing. My supply is currently zero, but we're hoping to fix that soon. The idea is that your Caldera Navy torpedoes specific for your ship are the ones that we supply you, and then the T1 types as well, because we want to be able to practice on various NPC rats. So we hope to be able to supply those as well. And then, since this is a learning institution, I supply drugs, which is a really odd thing to say, but I supply boosters, combat boosters that are specific to stealth bombers, basically the ability to improve your missile strikes and for your torpedoes, I provide the biology book so you can learn the skill. But as we jokingly say, the first one is free. Once you get to try some of the Unabomber boosters, then we're done providing you that. If you want to continue to use boosters, that's great, but you have to supply them yourself. My idea, though, is to give guys who have not used combat boosters an opportunity to try them out, see how they work, see how the interface works, and then after that, you can make your own decision if you want to invest the time to and money to improve their use. But yeah, first one's free. After that, you're done with the drug program. And then mobile warp disruptors. We supply those as well. Key to camping is setting up mobile warp disruptors to make traps so that guys fall into it, and then we can gloriously bomb them with our bombers. Next slide. Okay, it's a limited supply of material, so don't waste it. I don't want you guys to think that I have a bottomless supply of bombs. I am going to do my best to make sure that we economically use them. So we don't want to waste what we have. The other thing is security is serious. They're easily stolen assets, and unfortunately, we've recently had a spate of thefts, including by a graduate student. So only the designated leaders actually have access to the assets. If they have to distribute them, they'll distribute it through trade or through contracts. And then the Unabombers are donation supported. It's rare for us to recover loot that we can sell or obtain our program. We don't really have any associated PI or PVE. That's really the campus's domain. Donations are what are needed, and I make sure the leadership is aware of people that support the Unabombers. I'm not asking right now for you guys to send me money or equipment, but if you find yourselves really enjoying the program and you want to support it, please consider talking to me about either buying materials and donating them or sending me for me to make buy orders. I'm pretty diligent about making sure people are aware of how the money is spent. And then, like I said, I make sure the leadership's aware about who is supporting our program. So assets, don't waste them. The leaders are the ones who are hopefully the trustworthy ones to maintain them and get them out. And then donations are what make us run. Next slide. All right, so what does it take to join? First, patience. If you've ever gone fishing or hunting, you know, you set everything up. You set up your blind. You set up your hook and bait, and then you have to wait. If you're expecting a lot of fast, constant action, you're going to be disappointed. But if you're willing to work with us, set up that trap, set up the optimal situation to build, and then wait for that thing to develop, you can get really assessed. Kill mail. So patience is important. It's been more than a few occasions where a couple of us have been set up, and I know most of the other guys aren't even watching the screen because what happens is, there's one or two of us watching local. Other guys might be taking a break, doing their studies, if they're students, doing whatever. And then as soon as the word comes out, hey, guys, target's inbound, everybody jumps back onto their main screen and they make their attack. The other thing is desire to learn. If you think you know how to do bombing, if you think you are already an expert, that's great. Go out and solo bomb and show us how successful you are. This is a program designed to teach people. Guys who have not done it before, who want to learn, you need to come and join. To teach you. I'll invest the time if you invest the time. Same with the other stealth bomber leaders. They don't waste their time, nor do they want to waste yours. You want to be here to learn. And then willingness to lose your pod many, many times. I assure you, you will lose your pod. A clean pod is probably the best pod for a starting bomber pilot. So if you are like me, I just can't stand going out in an empty pod. I always have a few implants, but then again, I've paid that price by losing them. So you will lose your pod in the Unabombers. And then discipline. It's not that there's a bunch of taskmasters running this. It's not that we're do it our way or else. It's rather to effectively use stealth bombers, you have to be disciplined. Listen to the command, execute the command, see how the command was executed. There's a lot of very specific procedural means of successfully using a stealth bomber. We teach that, but we really need you guys, if you're going to join us, to be disciplined enough to follow those procedures. And then fundamentally, you need to be able to fly a covert ops ship. You have to have a covert ops cloak. You'll see there's a link there to take you to the UniWiki to see the skill set required. One interesting thing, though, about stealth bombers is that if you have the minimum skill or you have max skills, bomb launching is pretty much treated the same. So you can easily get into the ship and have the Covops cloak, have the bomb launcher, and be a contributor to the team. Whereas, there's somebody like me, I've got 100 million points, I'm a fairly well-skilled player. My bomb run and a guy who's just gotten into stealth bombing is going to be just about the same when we launch bombs. So when I say covert ops cloak, you just need the minimum to participate, and you'll see the skill set example there to follow along. But I've kind of made a decision. You need to be Covops capable. I don't really want to guys coming in with the Tech 1 cloaks and saying, hey, we can make a way to do this. You really can't. You need to be Covops capable. Next slide. Okay, you need to be a freshman. That is a hard rule. No new guys, because you've got a lot you need to do to get caught up on EVE University culture. So you need to have the freshman title. And that probably means you've already done Fleets 101 class, which I highly recommend. Either you can listen to it on the library, or you can actually participate in the class when it's offered. But you need to have the Fleets 101 class to have some idea how things are working. And then I encourage you to have some conventional fleet experience. Be on the Noobs on Patrol, be on Op Fortress, LSC or NSC. Any of those programs would be a good learning opportunity to get yourself kind of caged on how things work before you go into the more unique and specialized role of a stealth bombers. Next slide. logistics. Best for you guys to have your stuff at our facility, at the UM TAC facility, and then a jump clone. Some guys, you know, will have stuff spread around and they'll visit the LSC or they'll jump into the NSC on occasion. That's great and all. But for stealth bombing, you probably need to originate from UM TAC for at least the stealth bombing. So you need to get your property in there and get a jump clone. We will have a few final details to work out, but we will have a jump freighter mission to support moving you in. Basically what will work is by next Saturday, you'll need to have your assets in JITA. And then from there, you'll contract to some specific individuals, and then those individuals will take care of moving it to our facility. Details will be distributed via the forum post and an email, but we will be able to get your stuff in one big chunk, hopefully the next week or so. Next slide. All right, so welcome ships. These are the ships we want. Bombers. You just need one type, but you're probably going to need a couple bombers because you're going to go through them. Don't get hung up on fittings. Don't worry about how it's fitted out or whether it's good enough. Just have those minimums that you'll see in the Uniwiki, and you'll be able to participate. But you will probably lose that bomber, so bring some others. Additionally, COVOPS frigates are always welcome. Scouting is key. That's how we find our way into Sov Null. That's how we set up for attacks. All those types of things are useful if we have COVOP frigates supporting us. And then blockade runners. You've all heard of LOGI in conventional fleets. Well, a blockade runner is basically a LOGI for a stealth bomber. It brings additional bombs. It brings additional supplies. It has everything that we need to sustain a movement if we're going out into Sov Null or someplace into deep space. Without a blockade runner, you're pretty limited to maybe 4 attacks per bomber. But if you have a blockade runner, you can sustain for a while. Actual logistics, probably not very effective. Let's be honest. A bomber is paper thin to begin with. There's little chance that a LOGI is going to actually support actually do a repair job during an attack. If there was a blockade runner, and I don't think the Galente one does it, but if a blockade runner could actually bring drones, I'd have them bring some armored drones to repair in flight. But in general, blockade runners are logistics in the sense of bringing stuff with us. Next slide. The future's BLOPs. What that means is recons and Black Ops battleships. We have already had a few guys talk to me about bringing in their Black Ops battleships to the facility. And then recons, the Rapier, the Arazu, and the Falcon. Those ships are win. With those kind of ships, we can absolutely capture and destroy individual fleets or individual ships and even small fleets. I love recons supporting bombers. However, the Pilgrim is not quite ready, I think, for this kind of operation. It's not that I don't like it or I have anything against the AMR. Okay, I do have a lot against AMR. But the point is the Pilgrim doesn't quite have the range or effectiveness that the other three do. So, yeah, great if we have a Pilgrim, but it's by no means on my list of priorities. The Rapier, the Razu, and the Falcon, those are the recons I want to have. And then the Black Ops. I know very little about how to use Black Ops, but I do know we have guys who do, and we are working to incorporate those into the self-bomber program. We've been dropped many times by the bad guys. It'll be nice if we could start to return the favor with our own Black Ops capabilities. More on that will be coming in the future. Next slide. Supplies you need. You need to bring bombs. Bring your own initial supply. And specifically in order, we emphasize the Scorch Bomb, the Electron Bomb, the Shrapnel Bomb, and the Concussion Bomb. The Scorch and Electron and the Purifier and the Nemesis are probably the most popular bombers that we use. Historically, we use lots of shrapnel and hounds, but we've kind of broadened and examined how we're using bombers and how our targets respond. And so the Purifier and the Nemesis have really picked up popularity. And then there's always got to be somebody last on the list, and the Manticore and Concussion Bombs, just as a matter of you know, order, tend to be the last used. Kinetic damage is kind of a weak spot as far as making good damage attacks. So the Manticore and the Concussion Bombs usually are least likely to be used. But you guys, if you want to join us, need to bring, and what I would expect of you is to bring 2 full loads of Scorch and Electron, so roughly 8 bombs, and then 1 load of Shrapnel and Concussion Bombs, 4 of each. Then after that, we'll do the Lab Gab promise and resupply you as you use them. But Scorch and Electron, Shrapnel and Concussion, that's the order that you need. Next slide. Torpedoes. you have X ship, meaning a Hound or a Purifier or what have you, you will need only one type of bonus or one type of torpedo to support that ship. And that's the Calvary Navy torpedo that's appropriate for your damage type. If you have a Hound, you need the Caldari Navy Nut Torpedo. Each ship has a bonus to a specific damage type, and you will only fly with those types of torpedoes for the Caldari Navy in that ship. But we also use the other types, all four of the T1s, because we do practice on NPC rats, and we do occasionally go ratting. And believe it or not, stealth bombers can be very effective ratters. So bring the T1s of all types so that you can do all types of damage depending on where we're going to go to practice. And then drugs. Your choice to invest your time and money in it. I will provide a single sample of them to you guys if you want to try out the boosters, but those are the supplies you would want to bring if you want to do it. So again, ships, torpedoes, bombs, and drugs, you bring in your initial supply. All right, next slide. This is the most player-driven program in the university. And what I mean by that is that we go to the targets. Targets usually don't come looking for stealth bombers because we just vanish on them. We go looking for trouble, and then we make it happen to attack them. We work together or we fail. Single ship ops have their place in bombers, but normally we have to work as a team. A coherent team, a team that cooperates, and a team that knows what they're doing. So we have to work together, get skilled together, we have to practice together so that we can successfully execute our attacks. No quarters given, none's expected. Kiss your pod goodbye. Nobody likes bombers. They will go after us as hard as they can if they see us. So don't expect you to survive if you get point. But on the other hand, we're throwing huge damage dealers at them. So we are planning on destroying them. And one of the funny things about bombs is in a group of, let's say, five or six bombs, somebody might be the last one to launch. That last bomb probably is going to wipe out a whole bunch of pods. So like I said, we don't offer any quarter as well. The Unabomber section of the Uniwiki provides a lot of great information about our program, and then from there it jumps to the various stealth bombers so that you can see all the various recommended baseline fits. I encourage you to take a look at that and see if you can get yourself where you need to be to join us. All right, next slide. If you have any questions then, just do me a favor, put a Q in front of it so I know it's a question. If you're going to troll me, put a T in front of it. And then let's save the fitting questions. We'll save that for later. This really isn't about the actual bombers. More, it's about the program. So I will open it up to questions after I ask Al. Al, do you have anything you wish to add? Please tell me you guys have heard for the last 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
I think you went over everything really well. Once again, yeah, we're looking for people who can lead groups, do stuff, create content. There is definitely interest also in people doing Bombers Bar. That's a fun program to attend. We also like to think we're a fun program to attend. We are working on kind of getting to the point where we're moving with recons and bops. Not quite there yet, but we're trying.
Okay. All right, let me answer Ada Akiga there. Yes, we will experiment with void bombs. You've probably seen Glastian Conned talk about his insistence that you have void bombs. Glastian and I have a bit of a history together. Void bombs have their place. I've certainly done some research on it. I see that. We have a small supply of void bombs. Sure, we will try that. But we are a learning program, so baby steps, as we say. We'll go with just bomb damage types and kind of get ourselves spun up before we move into more esoteric type attacks with void bombs. But yes, void bombs do figure in my thinking. Phoenix asks, I'm about two from having my skills in order to join. Will you be taking new members? Yes, this is an open program. Anybody that meets the minimum requirements is welcome to join, whether it's today, whether it's next week, whether it's next month. I hope it is next month. I hope the program continues for a while. The last one went for several months with a lot of activity and then appropriately kind of shut down for a while. We're going to try it again for a while. This program is always going to be open for new members. Just got to contact the Stealth Bomber leaders. Those names will be posted in the Uniwiki, and we will help you get involved with Unibombers.
Don't forget, once we get the mailing list up and working, being on the mailing list will get you information on whenever people are doing planned roams and events.
Okay, Constance, can you bring a Drake? Sure, I love bait. Scourge, donations, you can talk to myself or to Al. Hard donations, meaning bombs and whatnot, best to get those to Jita and then transfer them to me. Then I'll get them to our location unless you want to bring them yourself. Cash, talk to me first before you send me money. And then once we figure out what you intend to do with that money, we can either set up buy orders or do whatever you want. But you can certainly work with me to do that. And then as a fair broker, as an honest broker, I go direct to Frood Frewster and tell him, hey, this guy helped us out with a bunch of money. So go ahead and talk to myself or Al, and we'll make that happen. Nigel wants to bring a Drake. I want another bait ship. All right, Mars. Do you know if any of the hulls, including recons, will be real logistics department? Categorically, no. We are such a target to get destroyed. We would bankrupt the university with those kind of ships. So I have not recommended, nor will I recommend, that the Unabombers be under a ship replacement program. Maybe at some future point we'll be able to offer hulls and whatnot, but at present, you bring it here, kiss it goodbye. Joseph asks, so to make an analogy, the leaders would be the equivalent of a squad leader, junior NCO, in terms of responsibilities. I wouldn't put too much into metaphor and simile, but basically I'm coordinating a overall program, and I am having the self-bomber leaders support me by doing the training and running fleets. I run them too, but without a couple leaders supporting me, I can't do it all. So it's a group of equals with me taking on some senior responsibility. That's probably the best way to look at that.
And Hong gets to deal with all the stuff with upper management that I don't want anything to do with anyways.
Yeah. Ranges, and then Darian asked, ranges of torps, bombs, the speed of the self-bomber needed to stay for escape. Is there a website forum for discussion? There are a number of good resources out there, and I think that's actually not a bad idea to put. We'll put some hyperlinks on the Uniwiki of some other sites to get information. But the techniques and launch profiles and things like that, we will discuss at our Bombers Lab when you join me in UMTAC. But you'll see how this all works. And like I said, knowing before you go out on the fleet on the basics vastly improves your ability to survive. Eldon Rin asks, when will the first ops start and how frequently will they occur? Fair questions. We've already been doing some small-scale stuff. I'm hopeful that, let's say, next Saturday we finalize all the movement of stuff. Maybe 2 days after that, your stuff arrives in UM. So we're talking roughly 9 days from now, your stuff would be in position. If you want to bring stuff before that, onesie-twosies, absolutely. Look for us in the various chat channels. I'm obviously a North American guy, so I typically start around the 0300 block. But if we're on, you can count on us to go find something to do. Low-level stuff starting now, and larger organized activities probably within the next 9 days or so. Aid asks, is Bobby Rush still leading fleets during the EU time zone? He has offered to help, but he has real-life commitments as well as game commitments. I am not going to consider him a full-on stealth bomber leader. I mean, he'll have all the rights and privileges, but he's got his own agenda, and I'm certainly not going to push him. I would like to see some new EU blood and Southeast Asia blood and Australian blood joining us. So some more of those time zone guys would be welcome to have join us. All right, Darian asks, I'll be scout capable very soon with Rubicon. Should be nice. Bomber capable in less than a month, less than a week. Yep, sure. Glad to have you, Darian. Fobador is one of my previous stealth bomber leaders, and Fobador, I'm hopeful, will be able to join us frequently. Fobador, you'll see him in chat there, another one of my previous leaders. Clutter. One suggested skill is energy management. Three, I can't find it. What did it change to? There may be some fixes to that. We'll double check, make sure we have that correctly updated.
Change.
Is that cat management now? Management, okay.
Three. Yeah.
Okay. Camlin and Sedelaine asks the name of the list. Well, let me type. Don't don't bother trying to join it. I'm still having problems. CCP told me they fixed it. I went and tested it this afternoon, and it did not work. The mailing system just is, it's a game. It's not a mailer, email client. It's still not working the way I want. I may delete it and work with Frood Frooster to have him recreate one. It's a little problematic right now. We will probably have to rely on forum posts and fleet-wide or uni-wide emails directing you to some particular forum post to spread information. But bear with me on the whole email list. We'll hopefully get that figured out. What else we got? How will coordination with the wormhole done for Sobnol if the wormhole finds one near UM TAC-Q? All right. If you're referring to our beloved wormhole campus, let me say this about the wormhole campus. They are the most suspicious, dangerous, untrusting folks I have ever met. I will do nothing, absolutely nothing, to go and ask them to do something. That being said, I also consider them some of the best players we have. Some of the greatest LSC guys I know have migrated to the wormhole campus. If the wormhole campus comes to me and says they have an opportunity, I will jump at it. But bottom line, I don't really want to get involved with wormhole campus. They have their own agenda, their own priorities, and they have their own security issues that really do matter. LSC and NSC are open campuses. Anybody can come and go. Wormhole campus can't be that way. So as far as the coordination of the wormhole campus, if they come to me with an idea or they have a project or a target set or some other kind of coordination, we'll jump at it and work with them. But I'm not going to be seeking them out. They've got their own agenda, and I'm not going to mess with it. So Wormhole Campus talks to me, I will come and talk to them. Does that answer your question? That's a sensitive topic, and I don't want to come across like I have any heartburn with them. I don't. But I recognize that they are not the same as the LSC or the NSC. Eldon asks, is there a preferred bomber? Yes, there is a preferred bomber, the one you can fly. Ideally, any flight of bombers is all homogenous, meaning it's seven purifiers or seven hounds or seven nemesis or seven manticore. At our level, at our concern, at my concern, is that you are able to participate. So whatever bomber you can get into, great. Join us in that bomber. Yeah, I can fly all four bombers, but I would love it if you can join me in one bomber. So, no, there's not a preferred bomber other than the one that you can fly. That's one of the options we're going to talk about with the Frood. If I can simply delete it and let him take it back over, maybe, I don't know. But we'll just have to see whether we can create an email address. It's not working very well right now. All right, any other questions? Okay. Al, got anything you want to add? Oh, here's something. Our bombers are shooting at gate camps. Other ideas for effective use, decoy bait strategies. Yeah, there are. It's not just gate camps. We do actively go out hunting with them. Torpedo attacks are a very active thing to do with a stealth bomber. Being able to punt a stealth bomber cloaked is a tremendous asset in capturing somebody. There are a bunch of tactics that go beyond just a simple gate camp. So, yeah, we will experiment with that, and we will go out and exercise those activities. Ada, I've done a lot of EFT warrior work with T2 torpedoes, and the only valid fit I have found with T2s is a configuration for ratting. That's the only thing that I've done, and I don't think it was that much more effective than using the Tech 1s. Tech 2 torpedoes are a battleship module. That's what I've come away from thinking about them as. They are not suitable for stealth bombers. That was a fitting question. Nice troll. You pulled me right in on that one. What else you got? Eldon, I would like, as a number of leaders, I'm not going to burn myself out. Al's not going to burn himself out. But, I play quite often, three or four times a week. So if I can get two or three Unabomber fleets, I'd be absolutely thrilled with that. It's easy to get burned out in bombing because you go and you sit someplace trying to set up a trap, set up an attack. And you shouldn't just live in your bomber. Some people do. You know, the Bombers Bar guys obviously do. But EVE Uni or the university is meant to be all sorts of activities. So you come out and do a couple bomber rooms and go back and do something else. Open campus, open activities. So great, I can do two or three, and maybe you catch one or two, and you'll be happy.
Okay, that being said, they're not always a lot of what happens is not always like planned events. I will continue to try to do maybe one EU, one US Rome that's planned, or event planned a week, we'll see. Other than that, I mean, yeah, okay, matter of we're kind of down here, we see something that interests us, and we hop in bomber and go.
Okay, Scourge, I'm sorry, are you wasting time with Torps 5? No, I like Torps 5 because I use it on a battleship, but specific for stealth bombers, I mean, it's more damage for your conventional, your T1 Torps, so there's really no downside to it. It's just using Tech 2 Torps on your stealth bomber, Scourge, is probably not going to work out for you. But having Torps 5, more damage to your the Tech 1s that you're using. So I don't think it's wasting time at all. And, you know, Torps, Tech 2 Torps on your battleship certainly have their place. So I don't think it's a waste. Darian, I think what you need to see is be in the bombers, go out and play with us versus me trying to describe the math and mechanics behind that. There are a bunch of websites, PL has some good stuff. Bombers Bar has some sites. We'll try to put some links on the wiki for that. Aid, will OC alts with blockade runner be used for the program? There is a problem with out-of-core alts and blockade runners. They can't deploy a bubble. When you deploy a block, you launch it for self or launch it for corporation, and the anchoring has to be done by somebody, as far as I can tell, has to be done with somebody from the same corporation. So you can't launch the bubbles for me if you are in another alt, unless that person can also anchor the bubbles. So I tend not to have alts, non-uni or non-Ivy League alts in the Unabombers. I'm willing to talk and negotiate with that. I will say this regarding out-of-core alts. I will not have out-of-core torpedo pilots or bomber pilots in the Unabombers. Maybe for specialized supporting or scouting or something like that, maybe bait ships, sure. But the actual stealth bombers will be flown by Ivy League.
Also, while they might not be useful with Hong's vision of the bubbles, once we eventually get to Blopsing, blockade runners, regardless of whether it's out of corp or not, will be useful as fuel trucks.
Yeah, I'm more than work with it. I guess the only hard thing about out of corp stuff, like I said, is the actual attack stealth bombers will be flown by Ivy League. Darian, well, do we have interdictor support or able to plant mobile warp bubbles? Interdictors, that's one of those special cases. You know, it's not a COVOP ship, but yeah, I'd be willing to work with an interdictor. As far as the mobile warp disruptors, blockade runners can support us with that. So yeah, I'm willing to work with interdictors. Just we'd have to, you know, think how we're going to properly execute. While you're in the bomber, Phoenix IS, while you're in the bomber corps, are we free to go on solo rooms? Absolutely. I do that all the time. I'll set up a bubble and, you know, go after frigates. It amuses me to see all the aggro that I create when I throw a single bomb at a bunch of, battle cruisers or Tech 2 ships. You know, I'll get all sorts of really unpleasant statements about how I'm failing. What they fail to realize is I'm practicing. And, boy, are they going to be in for a surprise when I and five or six other guys who've been practicing single ship show up together and wipe their ass. So absolutely, go out there and solo bomb all you want. Good practice. Why don't we keep our medical clone while fleeting with Unabombers? Obviously, you can put a jump clone at UMTAC. EZA has a medical clone if you want to put it there. I believe medical clones, that's the one that holds your skill points, not the jump clones, where you think is best. But there is a medical facility in EZA, which is three jumps from UMTAC. UMTAC does not actually have a medical clone, but you can set up your jump clones. Where would we park a medical clone while fleeting with Unibombers? And Aid, I don't understand the four blockade runners. I'm not sure I understand the question. Do we have sufficient covert signals to move bombers and blockade runners around? I would say no right now, but once I see what I have to work with people participating, that may change. At present, I would say we do not have sufficient Sino pilots to blobs. I am going to defer that, though, to the blobs expert. Yes, Nigel, I do have an ulterior motive. If you are participating in the Unabomber program, you are likely to get hooked by LSC or NSC. So absolutely, I'm hopeful that you'll come down and not just fly Unabombers, but participate with the LSC and the NSC. Nigel asks, because of the proximity, am I hoping people will settle in with either of these campuses during non-bombing times? Absolutely, not a requirement. Not something that I'm demanding, but it sure would be nice if we plussed up the LSC and the NSC. Other ships can plant the mobile bubbles. Yes, Darian, they can. In fact, we can go out in a stealth bomber and put a small in the back of a stealth bomber. You can't carry additional bombs, but that is one of our techniques, is to have one of the stealth bombers carry a bubble and put it. Aid, do me a favor, completely retype the question because I've lost track on our line of discussion on OOC alts. Darian, my first goal may be to do scouting. Will the noob fleets on patrol provide me with this training? Yes, skirmish scouting is a good way to start. And then if you have a co-ops, work with a new, like Saluna Crescent, for instance, on scouting, you would become a very, very successful scout and be able to transfer those skills to the Unabombers without problem. So absolutely, feel free to scout noobs on patrol and bring that skill back. What's the ISK barrier? Off the top of my head, I think a properly fitted, meaning a usable fitted stealth bomber is going to run between 25 and 30 million, and then you can plan about 1.2 million per bomb. So looking roughly probably about 50 million ISK would probably get you into the Unabombers there, Joseph. Eldon asked an interesting question. Will Rubicon have much effect on bombing? It's the warp speed. Yeah, I think warp speeds will be a factor, especially with the ability to quickly get into warp and get in position. So I think that will be only a plus for us when we go against cruiser-sized targets. Good comment, Fokador. Okay, thank you, Aid. Will out-of-core alts with a blockade runner be of value to the program? Bomb truck, moving hulls, mods, etc. Yes. However, I would prefer that we start with Ivy League. If I have to use an out-of-core alt, then yes, I would use it. But as a general term, I favor Ivy League. For a mobile warp disruptor, it cannot be an out-of-core alt. There may be some ways to work around that, but if I am going to anchor the bubble as a member of the EVE University, the guy deploying the bubble, as I understand the mechanic, has to be a member of the university. However, that out-of-core alt could do everything else, such as you pointed out, moving trucks, moving the bombs, things like that, and of course, moving hulls and stuff as a non-fleeted activity, sure. But yeah, I am willing to work with out-of-core alts, specifically with EVE University guys that I have a confidence or relationship with. So like, I know you, Aid, I would work with you without a problem with your out-of-core alt. Eldon asks, what's the best route into Null to get to the staging station? I would just encourage you to put on dot land. You'll see the Harul gate is just one jump away, just a couple jumps through LOSEC via Stackmon. A single set of eyes, and you'll be safe getting in there. Your other option is a slightly longer trip towards the EZA side. But either way, just join the NSC chat, and we'll get you eyes, Eldon, to get you into the system. Pleased to see a scourge. All right, any other questions? Al, you got anything?
No, I think we went over everything.
All right, then go forth and keep an eye out. I'll send it out, lacking a dependable stealth bomber email list. Expect to see some notification in the core emails, and then it'll be directed to some kind of post with details regarding the jump freighter movement. We're going to hopefully get that finished out in the next 24 hours.
Oh, I do have one thing. Since a lot of what we do ends up being impromptu, I will try, if we're getting something going, to flash something up into the chat channel, sb.etacuni, in case you're maybe in the NSC area, LSC area, and want to join in. So keep an eye on there.
Okay, any other questions or trolls? Then thank you for coming. I will probably have another one of these Q&As in the not-too-distant future for Mississippi 4. Remember, if you are interested in becoming here, getting that experience of leading guys in these precision attacks, I think it's a great opportunity, and I'll be happy to talk to you.